Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's authoritarian ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead late Friday, one day after the Central Asian country's independence holiday. Now, who becomes the next leader? James Nixey of London's Chatham House believes the largest and most powerful Central Asian nation could face prolonged infighting.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is, in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became independent following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he has not groomed anyone to take over for him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for the bomb blast that killed 14 people. Explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was in the city at the time of the explosion. Duterte was mayor of Davao, where he is hugely popular, for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement that incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger, Jean Ping, in a nationwide vote. This is VOA News.